Okay, so it's the 2nd of April 2013, and we're here at Gloucestershire Archives. I'm Ollie Taylor, and I'm here with Joy Titcombe, who was a tracer with Fielding and Platt. And Joy's just come in today to talk to us about her experiences of working for the company. So Joy, could I just firstly ask you to introduce yourself with your name, when you were born, the years that you worked for Fielding and Platt, and what you did for the company, please?
Yes, my name is Joy Titcombe. I was born February the 8th, 1944, rather a long time ago, I'm afraid. I worked for Fielding and Platt from 1960 to 1965. I first was employed there in the office doing office work because that seemed to be the thing to do when you left school in my day. But eventually a job came up as a tracer to apply, which I applied for, as I was friendly with one of the girls who was the tracer, and I got the job. And they sent me to evening classes to learn the trade properly, and I was told that I would make a very good tracer, which I was pleased about.
And you said that you started working there in 1960, age 16. Was that straight from school?
Not actually. I did work in an optician just for a few months when I first left school, but wasn't my cup of tea at all. And the job at Fielding's was advertised, and that was it. I got it.
And had you done anything before you you applied for the job, either at the opticians or at school, that sort of helped prepare you for the kind of work that you did there, be it in the offices or at the board?
Certainly not at the opticians. But when I was at school, my art teacher was encouraging me to go into a sort of an art type of job. In fact, he said to me, would you like to be an art teacher? And he would have helped me, because art was one of my best subjects, I must admit, arts and crafts. So I suppose I probably took to it like a duck to water when I finally got the job.
And was the job advertised in the newspaper initially?
I can't remember, actually. It must have been, because obviously in those days there wasn't internet and things like that, so it would probably have been advertised in the local paper.
And that first office job, what happened when you applied for it? Was there an interview?
Yes, there was an interview. I can just about remember it. I can't remember exactly who the manager was that interviewed me. But they obviously liked me because I got the job.
Did you remember anything about the interview itself? Did they want to know why you were applying for Fielding's, were there any questions that stuck out for you?
There aren't really, not any particular questions, not that I can think of right now. It's a long time ago.
But as you say, they obviously took to you and they offered you the job. And so you started in the time office, you said.
I started off in one of the main offices, I think. And then I got the job in the time office, which was actually based more in the factory. And a lot of the apprentices used to bring their time sheets in, and I used to do all that sort of thing. And then, as I said, I got friendly with one of the girls who was a tracer, who was actually leaving. And I thought, that sort of work appeals to me. So I applied for it, and I did get the job.
And not many people have spoken about the office work at Fielding's. Can you remember what the offices were like there and the types of work that you would do?
I think it was just basic clerical work, from what I can remember. I think it was a fairly open plan office, from what I can remember as well. It wasn't a tiny office. There were other people I was surrounded by working with. One of them, I'm trying to think of her name now. No, it won't come. She was one of a twin. It was Maureen and Christine. It was Maureen I worked with. Yes, they were twins. I do remember that.
And was the time office also an open plan kind of office as well?
That was a smaller office. It was just myself and Mr. McGarrigar, or Mac, as everybody called him, and he sat behind me at a desk, and I sat in the front, and there was a little window where the apprentices used to bring their time cards, and I used to sort out all their time sheets and get chatted up some of the time.
And so what time would you have started that job in the Time office?
It was probably about 6 months after I'd been there, I would think. And I was probably in the Time office for about a year. Maybe not quite as long as that, but I'm not absolutely sure. I should have to look in some of my old diaries, I think, because I've kept a lot of them. But I think most of the time was in the drawing office, the main time that I was there. And I only left because I saw this job at the County Council. And when I went for my interview there, which I do remember, they were praising Fielding's, saying what a marvellous firm it was. And I think that's why I got the job at the County Council.
That's really interesting. So Fielding's, everyone talks that did an apprenticeship at Fielding's, how it opened doors all over the world in engineering. But obviously, if you'd worked there in the offices as well, then it opened doors not just in engineering. So that's a really interesting story there as well.
Yeah, it was a very, very famous firm and very highly thought of. And the apprentices, any apprentice that served at their apprenticeship there were guaranteed a job anywhere in the world, apparently. It was that well-renowned.
I'm really interested in the Time office and what a typical day would have been like there, because no one else has been able to speak about what that was like. So what would a typical day be like for you? What time would you arrive at work in the Time office when you worked there?
Well, I think we all clocked in, from what I can remember. I think even the office staff. I seem to have a recollection that we used to have to clock in. And I didn't live too far away, so I used to walk every day to Fielding's and walk home. And I think it was quite a busy office, from what I can remember. Probably busier maybe as the day went on and people were getting ready to go home and they were clocking out. But I can remember Mr. McGarrigle very well, because he was... he was diabetic, apparently, and while I was there, he sort of almost went into a coma. But because his sugar levels were down, and I can remember this quite clearly, but because I was so young, I wasn't aware of what was happening. But somebody else came in and quickly called the... we had a nurse, it was a practice nurse there, and they soon sorted him out. Poor man, I'd know differently these days.
What was he like to work with? Was he a good person to work with?
Yes, he was. He was a bit of a father figure, I think. He sort of looked out for me, because he was quite a bit older than me. Yes, he was a nice man, from what I do remember.
And he was in charge of the Time office itself?
I'm sure it was just myself and him. I don't think there was anybody else involved, as I can remember.
And so throughout the day, people would clock in and then they would give you their cards?
Yes, and everybody had a timesheet and all the hours had to be logged and things like that.
And then they'd be put in an individual file for that person, would they?
I think they were, yeah. I think there was a filing system, from what I do remember.
And where was that Time office situated? In the Fielding and Platt Works?
I think it was more in the factory. I'm sure it was. It was nearer the factory than the main offices. Because I can remember walking out into the factory myself and seeing all the men at their work. And there was a lady, we had a lady crane driver, which you've probably already heard of.
I have, but I'd love to hear your impressions of her.
She was quite famous, and I can't think of her name now. But she, I know they did a television programme about her.
Did they now?
We did. A long time ago, because it was such an unusual job for a woman to be hoisted up in the air driving this crane backwards and forwards.
You wouldn't happen to know when about they'd made that programme and which television company made it, would you?
I would have thought it would be the BBC, but I wouldn't like to say. I would think it was... It may have been around the time when I was working there, or just afterwards, I would think. Because she obviously was still there, and I can't think of her name.
It wasn't Mary Hamp, was it?
I think it might be. Yes, I think it might be.
Because she's the one that many people talk about as being the lady crane driver. I know there were a couple of others that worked there, but she was the longest serving.
Yes, there was only the one lady when I was there, and that, I think that probably was her, but she was very well known.
That's fascinating. No one's mentioned that there was a television programme made about her before.
That's jogged my memory. I think that it's surprising how, when you're talking about things, how it suddenly comes back. Yeah, I do remember they did a little television programme about her because it was such an unusual job.
I'll have to find where these archives are and get this video online.
Can't help you on that one, I'm afraid, but I suppose if you dig deep enough, you might find it.
It'd be fantastic to see it again, and that would be video footage of Fieldings in the 60s as well, wouldn't it? Which we don't have at the moment, so
really?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Joy. what were we talking about? The time office. So you would start at what time in the morning, remind me?
Probably about 8:30. That was the usual time, I think.
And then you'd work there throughout the day? Would you have a break for lunch?
Yes.
Well, they did have a canteen, and I'm pretty sure I used the canteen. Yes, I'm sure I did.
And did the tea trolley come round to the time office? Was that still around in your day?
I think it did. Now you've mentioned that, I think we did used to have a tea trolley that came round. Oh dear, that's certainly going back, because there weren't vending machines in those days. Yes, I'm pretty sure we did.
So you and Mac would share a cup of tea and maybe one of the buns that they sold off the trolley as well.
That's right, yes we would. But I do remember him well.
And about what time would you have finished? Was it about 5 o'clock that you would have finished in the...
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was about 5 o'clock.
And so that would have been a typical day in the time office. Are there any unusual incidents apart from Mac's insulin?
I can't really think of anything offhand, but I'm sure there were. But nothing springs to mind at the moment.